talk about Jesus teaching us something. A man dying on the cross with Jesus in promised paradise was a sinner. And hear it. What was the first question that Jesus asked Peter? Remember, after they caught how many fish? 153 fish. You sure you know your biblical mathematics. Then, after they ate, very wise of our Lord, quiet, calm, after a meal, and he took Peter aside, but didn't call him Peter, remember? He was no rock, not even a pebble. Then he asked him, the first question was, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Jesus chose. Now, the worst sinner, there are three big sinners among the apostles, Judas, Peter, and Thomas. Judas was out of the money because he committed suicide. So Christ couldn't. He might have raised him from the dead, but poor Judas, he committed suicide. Well, the next biggest sinner was Peter. And then he asked him, sisters, our Lord is asking all of us, question, do we know how much our fellow villagers have sinned? Sister, do you know? They don't know. How then could Jesus ask now, the converted Simon, Peter, you love me more than these do? Peter did not have to know how much the others, Matthew, remember? And the other apostles sinned. All he had to know is how much I have sinned. And sisters, this is the law for each one of us. Only God knows how much others have sinned. Only He knows. But sisters, never, and get that out of it, never look to someone else and ask, well, that person loves Jesus so much. How can I possibly imitate that person? No. You must resolve to love Jesus more than anyone else you know. Am I clear, sisters? Christ was speaking through Peter to all of us. And that is how we need this, especially in dealing with others. As a priest, my now thousands of souls have entered my life. And I can tell you, the deepest anguish, the deepest sadness, the hardest thing to carry in life, is the sense of guilt from my having offended God by my sins. of him, and one I know. If you tell these people, don't be stupid. The reason God allowed you to sin, and the more deeply they have sinned, the more Jesus wants you to become more holy. And so often be saddened or depressed or worst of all, despair. However, I think I've told you in my 5-year tenure at the State University, my record was 3 attempted suicides among my students in 2 weeks. Hundreds of students at the one university where I taught committed suicide. Hundreds. Never appears in the newspapers. And the main reason is the deep sense of guilt. Now, some closing comments. You've got about 2.5 minutes. In dealing with others, in counseling them, put the responsibility on the other person to somehow reveal or expose, not just to you in confidence, but to identify themselves to the person who can help them grow because they have sinned. Secondly, you can also ask permission for the person who tells you what they have done and maybe a very sinful past to reveal. Because they may need some encouragement, guidance. You may not be the best person to give them that guidance. But don't just go around telling people, and sisters, I think I've said this before. Well, it'll take more than a minute, and I have a minute left. Can I continue? Can you tell a person who you are either directing or superior to, can you tell that person to stay away from a certain confessor? By itself, the answer is no. However, it may be an obligation to have a person stay away from a priest or priests who are either confusing or harming them. And of course, remember, the only one who is bound by the seal of confession is the priest. And with this I would close. This I consider one of the gravest responsibilities of those who have authority or the right to direct or form other persons, especially in a religious institute.